This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin our series called Trusting God's Timing in Your Life. In these lessons, we'll dive into the Bible and see how God had a critical timetable for Christmas. And we'll learn how being in step with God's timing is essential for your success in life today. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous couple has stepped forward with a special $100,000 December matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $100,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Trusting God's Timing in Your Life.
You know, I have studied the Christmas story my entire life. I mean, for over 50 years, I've studied the Christmas story. But this year, when I went to begin studying the text of the Bible on the Christmas story, I saw something I've never, ever seen before. It was a new discovery to me. And what I saw was the emphasis on the word time. Using the different translations of Scripture, I saw that there are 16 different references to time and timing in the Christmas story. That God had a timetable for Christmas. Now, having the right time, having a sense of timing, is important in so many areas of your life. Most of the stress in your life comes from poor timing. Either you're in a hurry or there's a delay, and both of those things can stress you out, being too fast or too slow. On the other hand, one of the keys to success in life is wise timing. And when you do the right thing at the right time, it just works. On the other hand, can you say the right thing but say it in the wrong time and it's a disaster? Yeah. Can you do the right thing but do it at the wrong time and it's a disaster? Yes. Timing is everything. Timing is the difference between a good joke and a bad joke. Comedians have great timing. Timing is the difference between when they pay one baseball player, a professional one, a pitcher, $80 million to throw a ball, and they won't pay another guy, an amateur, any money to throw the ball. It's the same 2 3/4-inch ball. It's the same number of feet from the pitcher to the batter. The difference is the $80 million guy has a better sense of timing. They're paying him $80 million for timing. The difference between a great leader and a poor leader is not just knowing what to do, but knowing when to do it. The timing is everything. The difference between a speaker who holds your attention and is interesting and a boring one, the difference between those two is timing. Had you there for a minute. Now, what does the birth of Jesus tell us about God's timing in your life? Well, this is really important, so I want you to write down these five truths, great truths about God's timing in your life. It's going to lower your stress. It's going to raise your success if you'll understand how to cooperate with God's timing. So let's look at this. Number one, what do we learn from Jesus' birth about God's timing? That God has a timetable. Number one, God has a timetable for everything that happens. God has a timetable for everything that happens. This is taught all through the Bible. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says this. There's an appointed time for everything, and there's a right time for every activity under heaven. It says there's a right time for everything. There's an appointed time. Look up here on the screen in another translation, today's English version. Everything that happens in this world happens at the time God chooses. God has a timetable for everything. And he even had a timetable for Christmas. Look at the next verse, Galatians chapter 4 in the Bible, verses 3 to 5 says this. When the right time came, God sent his son to earth, born of a woman and living under the law, so that his son could pay for our freedom from the law, set us free, and adopt us as his children into God's family. That's what God sent Jesus to do. Show us what God's like, to save us from our sins, to adopt us into God's family. But notice the phrase, when the time was right, God sent his son. Christmas happened at just the right time. What made it the right time? We don't know. Why 2,000 years ago? We don't know. Why not 2,000 years earlier? I mean, God had been telling the world, I'm going to send a Savior for thousands of years. But he waited a long time before he sent Jesus. Or why not 50 years from this year to send the Savior? We don't know why it was the right time, but God says it was the right time to send Jesus. Now that leads me to the second truth. Write this down. God does not tell us the details in advance. He has a timetable for your life, but he doesn't tell you the details in advance. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says this, God has given us the desire to know the future, and he always does everything just right and on time. But people can never completely understand what God is doing. Everybody agree with that verse? Yeah. You know why? Because God is God and you're not. For me to try to understand God's timetable is like an ant trying to understand the internet. I don't have the brain capacity. If you could understand why God does everything God does, you'd be God. Now, he says that God has given us this desire to know the future. Have you noticed all the crazy things people try to do to figure out the future? Tarot cards, palm reading, tea leaves, astrology, all kinds of crazy things trying to figure out the future. But the Bible says God doesn't let us know the timetable. Why? Why didn't God just tell you everything that's going to happen in your life right up front? Well, I think there are two or three reasons. First, it would overwhelm you, probably scare you to death. You couldn't handle the truth, to quote Jack Nicholson. Second is you'd probably abuse it. If you saw everything that was going to happen in your life, go, I don't like that part. I'm going to change that. Kind of like Back to the Future. We're going to change history before it even happens. But the real reason God doesn't announce his timetable to you is he wants you to trust him. He says, just live one day at a time. Trust me. I'm a good God. I'm a loving God. Everything I do in your life is for love. But you just got to trust me. In Acts chapter 1 in the Bible, the Bible says this, Jesus said in verse 7, you don't get to know the time. Timing is the Father's business. Now, the subtext of that is, it's none of your business. So you're just not ever going to know stuff in advance. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in your life, much less the rest of your life. God has a timetable for your life, but he doesn't give you the details in advance. Now, here's the third thing we learned from Christmas. Is that God is never in a hurry and he's never late. God is never in a hurry and he's never late. He's always on time. His timing is perfect.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you enjoy Rick's free daily email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that he has collected a whole year's worth of his powerful devotionals and put them in a convenient, beautifully designed hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. Now you can start your day off with the Word of God right at your fingertips. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book also makes a great gift for a friend or a loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas! Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
God has a timetable for your life, but he doesn't give you the details in advance. Now, here's the third thing we learned from Christmas, is that God is never in a hurry and he's never late. God is never in a hurry and he's never late. He's always on time. His timing is perfect. Now, the reason for this is because God is on a different wavelength than we are. God has a different view of time because God is timeless. Now, this is kind of hard to understand. God is not bound by time. He's not limited by time. God can be in the past and the present and the future all at the same time. Your view of time, my view of time, happens because we happen to live on a planet called Earth that circles 24 hours. Every 24 hours, it rotates. And every 365 days, it goes around the sun. So you have marked your life in 24-hour days and 365-day years. If you lived on Mars or Pluto, your concept of time would be very, very different. And God doesn't live on a planet, so God is timeless. Einstein wrote a lot about this, the space-time continuum, and how it's very different than what we typically think about time. God is never in a hurry, and he's never late. Now, let me show you God's understanding of time. Look up here on the screen. 2 Peter, the Bible says, chapter 3, verse 8. Never forget this. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. Does that sound like the way you treat time? That's the way it feels when I'm waiting for a meal. Okay, it feels like 1,000 years sometimes. But no, we don't think in those terms. God's timelessness that I'm talking about has big implications for your life. So let's just go back. When God created you, he puts a dream in your heart. Most people start off with a dream. What do they want to do with their life? And they have a vision, a big vision, a big goal. They have, some kind of dream or plan or project that they want to do with their life, their vision. What's the vision God has given you? Now, I've talked to tens of thousands of people over the years, and I've discovered that while everybody tends to start off early in life with a vision, here's what I'd like to do with my life. Here's what I dream of doing. That as life goes on, more and more people give up on the dream before it's accomplished. They give up on the vision. They give up on the goal because it doesn't happen fast enough. Some of you have had your dream battered. Some of you have had your dream bruised. Some of you have had your dream broken. And some of you, out of discouragement and disappointment, have buried your dream. You've given up on it. God doesn't want you to do that. If God gave you that dream for your life, it's going to happen. It just has to happen in his timetable, not in yours. Let me show you one of the great promises of the Bible. It's this next verse, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. God says this about your dream, about your vision, the one that he gives you. The vision will happen at the right time that I have appointed. It moves steadily toward the goal. It will not be proven false. If it seems slow or delayed, just wait for it. It will certainly happen. It will not be late. Some of you need to write that Bible verse down on a little 3x5 card and put it in your visor, on your bathroom mirror, on your windshield, or in your refrigerator door, so you see it every day. To not give up on the dream that God has given you. Because he said it'll happen. If it's your dream, you just made it up. Well, God's not obligated to do that. But if it's a dream that God has put in your heart, you go, I know God made me to do this. I know I'm wired to do this. He says you just need to wait patiently. It will happen. It will not be late. One of the hardest truths that we all have to learn, I've had to learn it 1,000 times. We have to actually relearn it over and over and over, is this. God's timing is perfect. My timing is imperfect. I always want stuff now. When I started this church 39 years ago, I was 25 years old. When I started this church, I was in a hurry. I'm just in a hurry to get everything. And God says, no, it's not all going to happen. Slowly, steadily, the vision will be fulfilled. And one of the things you have to learn is that God is never early in your life. God is never late in your life. God is always on time. It's a big lesson. And here's the fourth thing that we learn. Write this down. Is that God's timing, while he has a timing and it will happen at the right time, God's timing is not always convenient. God's plan for your life and God's timing for your life, it's good plan, it's for your benefit, it's a loving plan, but it doesn't mean it's painless, and it doesn't mean that it'll always be easy. No, God's plan is not always convenient. God's timing for your life is always your best, but it's not the easiest. For instance, Jesus' birth. Jesus' birth was not convenient for Mary and Joseph. I mean, think about this. Here's a young couple. Jesus is going to be born. Mary has not had sex with Joseph. Who's going to believe that story? Would you believe it if your teenage daughter came and said, "Hi, Mom, I'm pregnant. I've never had sex, and the baby is God." Oh, yeah. But an angel appears to Joseph and goes, she's telling the real story. And then in the middle of all of this, the Caesar of Rome, Caesar Augustus, decides to throw a census. And he says, everybody has to go back to the town that they were born in to be registered for this census of the Roman Empire. Now let's put this in perspective. He's not saying you're going to get counted wherever you are. If tomorrow the government made a rule that in America, everybody's going to be in the census, you're going to be counted, but you have to tomorrow go back to the town you were born in, it would be chaos in America. Everybody trying to go back to the town that they were born in. Every plane, train, automobile would be booked. Every highway would be filled because everybody's trying to go back at the same time for a census. And so the day before Mary delivers, she's 9 months pregnant. Joseph goes, honey, I got to put you on a donkey and we got to take a trip to Bethlehem. Okay, that's not convenient. Those of you ladies who've had babies could probably give us a testimony what it might feel like if you are the day before you're going to deliver, going to take a long journey on the back of a donkey. That wouldn't be convenient. And then when she gets to Bethlehem, she's never had a baby before. She has to deliver her own baby by herself, without her mom, without her aunt, without a midwife, in a barn with a bunch of animals. This is God's plan and God's timing, because the Bible says Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. It was not convenient, but it was a bigger plan than Joseph and Mary had ever planned for their life and their baby. And it was a better plan. It's not convenient. A lot of stuff God does in your life, but it is bigger and it is better. Everything God has done in my life has been bigger and better than I ever imagined. When I would just trust him in it. So God's timing is not always convenient. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2 that at that time Caesar Augustus ordered all the people under Roman rule to return to their hometown to register in a census. And so Joseph took Mary with him to Bethlehem, and by this time she's very pregnant. And in Bethlehem the time came for her to have her baby. None of that was convenient. Now there's a fifth truth that we learn. We learn that God has a timetable for your life, that he doesn't tell you the details in advance, that he's always on time, he's never late, but he's never in a hurry, that it's not always convenient. And then here's the fifth thing. At the right time, God can do anything instantly. At the right time, God can do anything instantly. God can do more in 1 millisecond than I can do in 5, 10, 20 years or my entire life of the wrong timing. At the right time, God can do it instantly. So he doesn't worry about time because he doesn't need time to accomplish what he wants to do. In Isaiah 60, verse 22, God says this, I am the Lord. So when the right time comes, I will make it all happen. How? Quickly. Circle that. Quickly. I'm God, so when it's the right time, I'll make it all happen quickly. Now, this is hard for us to accept. The most difficult place for you to be in life is in God's waiting room. In God's waiting room. Some of you are in God's waiting room right now. What is God's waiting room? When you're in a hurry for something to happen and God isn't. That's God's waiting room. Some of you are in a hurry to graduate. Some of you are in a hurry to get married. Some of you are in a hurry to start a family. Some of you are in a hurry to launch a new business, to close a big deal. Some of you are in a hurry for a big goal, a big dream, a big accomplishment. Some of you are in a hurry for all kinds of different things, and God isn't. And you're seeing the time getting shorter and shorter. You go, God, there ain't a whole lot of time left. This is either going to happen or it's going to not. God doesn't need a lot of time because he can do everything instantly. God can do more in a second than you could do in a year.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a brand new 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous couple has stepped forward with a special $100,000 December matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $100,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. And now here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to introduce you to Allison. She recently wrote me to tell how God had saved her from a life of prostitution and used Daily Hope to help her grow as a young Christian. Here's what she wrote. I grew up in an atheist family, and I was taught that people who believe in God are crazy, stupid, and brainwashed. I ended up being a hardcore drug addict for 15 years, and to pay for my habit, I sold my body on the street, and I was homeless. But I found a Bible in a hotel room where I was working, and the Lord radically saved me through his word. Then an amazing church family embraced me fully and helped me to grow in the Lord. One day, Pastor Rick, I came across your TED Talk on the internet, and I was blown away. So I looked up your website, and I downloaded the Daily Hope app. And I started listening to your sermons every single morning. I then bought the book, Purpose Driven Life, on audible.com. I've enjoyed it immensely. I am so blessed to give a monthly donation so you can share your message all over the world. Your Daily Hope messages have meant so much to me in the past year, and I'm just an infant in Christ. I appreciate all the encouragement that I get from listening to you. Thank you, Pastor Rick. You know, Allison, I can't thank you enough for writing to me and sharing your story. We live to get these letters, and it's so exciting to hear stories from people like you who have been radically touched and transformed by the message of hope through Daily Hope. And I appreciate you giving a monthly donation. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry, that we can pass this good news of hope on to others. I just want you to know that I'm going to be praying that God continues to use you in the lives of other people and to use Daily Hope to help you grow more like Jesus. God bless you, Allison.
Thanks so much for your support. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. We'll say thanks for your gift by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick Warren's brand new hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.